Hello and welcome to BioRevise, the podcast that turns your GCSE biology revision into something you actually want to listen to. I'm your host, and today we are diving deep into one of the most beautifully interconnected topics in the entire OCR specification, the water cycle, topic 7.4. Whether you're revising for your foundation or higher tier paper, this episode has everything you need. We'll cover every key process, explain the biology behind it, give you rock-solid exam technique, and finish with a quick-fire quiz to test your recall. So grab a drink of water, appropriately enough, and let's get started. Section 1, Core Concepts, The Big Picture. Let's start with the most important idea. The water cycle is a continuous, closed system. Water is never created or destroyed on Earth. It simply changes state and moves between different stores. Those stores include the oceans, the atmosphere, the soil, glaciers, and living organisms. Your job in the exam is to trace that movement accurately using the correct scientific terminology. The driving force behind almost everything in the water cycle is the sun. Solar energy heats the surface of oceans, lakes, rivers, and even puddles, causing water molecules at the surface to gain enough energy to escape into the atmosphere as water vapor. This process is called evaporation. Now, here is your first critical exam point. Evaporation is a physical process, and it involves a state change from liquid to gas. When you write about evaporation in the exam, always state that state change. Say, liquid water changes to water vapor, a gas. That single phrase can secure you an extra mark. Now, as that water vapor rises into the atmosphere, it encounters cooler temperatures at higher altitudes. When water vapor cools down, it loses energy and the molecules slow down and come back together to form tiny liquid water droplets. This is condensation, and it is the process that forms clouds. Here is a classic mistake that loses candidates marks every single year. Clouds are not made of water vapor. Clouds are made of tiny liquid water droplets. Water vapor is an invisible gas. If you can see it, it is not vapor, it is condensed liquid. Write that on a sticky note and put it on your mirror. Once enough water droplets have condensed and combined in a cloud, they become heavy enough to fall back to Earth. This is precipitation. Precipitation includes rain, snow, sleet, and hail, any form of water falling from the atmosphere to the surface. In the exam, if a question asks about precipitation, you can simply say, "Water falls from clouds as rain or snow." When precipitation reaches the ground, it can do one of two things. It can flow across the surface of the land as surface runoff, eventually making its way into rivers and back to the ocean, or it can soak down into the soil. This is called infiltration or percolation. Once underground, it moves slowly through rock and soil as groundwater flow, eventually feeding springs, rivers, and ultimately the ocean again. Be careful here. Infiltration and percolation are not the same as surface runoff. Surface runoff stays on top of the ground. Infiltration goes into the soil. Examiners will specifically test whether you know this distinction. Section 2, the biological dimension, where biology meets the water cycle. Now here is where OCR's approach to the water cycle gets really interesting, and where many students miss marks. The OCR specification specifically emphasizes the role of living organisms in the water cycle. This is what makes it a biology topic, not just a geography topic. The first biological process is transpiration. Transpiration is the loss of water vapor from plants, primarily through tiny pores in the leaves called stomata. Here's how it works. Plants absorb water from the soil through their roots. That water travels up the plant through specialized transport vessels called xylem. When it reaches the leaves, water evaporates from the surface of the mesophyll cells inside the leaf and diffuses out through the open stomata as water vapor. This water vapor then enters the atmosphere and contributes to the water cycle. Why does this matter for the exam? Because OCR examiners will often ask you to distinguish between evaporation and transpiration. Evaporation is a physical process. It happens from any water surface. Transpiration is a biological process. It specifically happens in plants. If a question asks, how does water return to the atmosphere from land, you must mention both and you must use the word transpiration. Simply saying water evaporates from plants will not earn full marks. You need to say, plants release water vapor through transpiration via the stomata. The second biological process is respiration. All living organisms, plants, animals, fungi, bacteria, carry out cellular respiration to release energy from glucose. The word equation is glucose plus oxygen produces carbon dioxide and water. That water produced during respiration is released back into the environment. Animals breathe it out, plants release it through their stomata, This is a mark that many candidates miss entirely. When asked to describe the complete water cycle, always include respiration as a biological route by which water returns to the atmosphere. So to summarize the biological contributions, transpiration returns water vapor from plant leaves to the atmosphere, and respiration produces water as a byproduct that is then released into the environment. Section 3, deforestation and the water cycle. OSHA loves to ask suggest questions about deforestation and its impact on the water cycle. Let's make sure you can nail these. When trees are removed through deforestation, several things happen to the water cycle. First, transpiration is dramatically reduced. Fewer trees means less water vapor being released into the atmosphere from the land. Second, because there are fewer roots to absorb rainfall, more precipitation becomes surface runoff rather than being absorbed into the soil. This can lead to flooding and soil erosion. Third, the reduction in transpiration means less water vapor in the local atmosphere, which can lead to reduced cloud formation and reduced rainfall in that region. This is why deforestation in the Amazon rainforest is linked to changing rainfall patterns across South America. In the exam, if you see a suggest question about deforestation, your answer should follow this chain. Fewer trees, then less transpiration, then less water vapor in atmosphere, then less condensation, then less precipitation, then reduced local rainfall. Each step in that chain is worth a mark. Section 4, exam tips and common mistakes. Right, let's get into the exam technique. I'm going to go through the most common mistakes and exactly how to avoid them. Mistake number one, calling clouds water vapor. I've mentioned this already, but it is the single most common error on water cycle questions. Clouds are liquid water droplets. Water vapor is invisible. The moment water vapor cools and condenses, it becomes a liquid. Always write condensation forms tiny liquid water droplets which make up clouds. Mistake number two, not specifying the state change. Whenever you describe evaporation or condensation, state the change of state. For evaporation, liquid water changes to water vapor, a gas. For condensation, water vapor, a gas, cools and changes to liquid water droplets. These state change phrases are AO1 marks that are easy to pick up if you know to include them. Mistake number three, forgetting living organisms. The OCR specification explicitly includes transpiration and respiration as biological processes in the water cycle. A question asking you to describe the water cycle that only mentions physical processes will miss marks. Always include transpiration from plants and water released during respiration. Mistake number four, confusing infiltration with surface runoff. Surface runoff flows over the ground. Infiltration soaks into the ground. If a question asks what happens to rainwater that falls on soil, the answer includes both. Some runs off the surface, some infiltrates into the soil, and percolates down to become groundwater. Mistake number five, using vague language. In a describe question, use precise scientific terms. Don't say water goes up into the sky. Say water evaporates from the ocean surface, changing from liquid to water vapor and rises into the atmosphere. Every technical term you use correctly is a potential mark. Now let's talk about command words. If the question says state, give a short factual answer, one or two words, or a brief phrase. If it says describe, explain what happens using correct terminology. If it says explain, you must give a reason. Use the word because to link cause and effect. If it says suggest, you are being asked to apply your knowledge to an unfamiliar context. Think about what you know and apply it logically. Section 5, quick fire, recall, quiz. Okay, quiz time. I'll ask the question, give you 3 seconds to think, then give the answer. Ready? Question 1, what state change occurs during evaporation? Liquid to gas. Question 2, what is the biological term for water loss from plant leaves? Transpiration. Question 3, are clouds made of water vapor or liquid water droplets? Liquid water droplets. Question 4. Name 2 ways precipitation can reach groundwater stores. Infiltration and percolation. Question 5. Name the biological process in all living organisms that produces water as a byproduct. Respiration. Question 6. What is the main driver of evaporation in the water cycle? Solar energy from the sun. Question 7. What happens to the water cycle when large areas of forest are removed? Transpiration decreases, less water vapor enters the atmosphere, and local rainfall may decrease. How did you do? If you got all 7, you are in great shape. If you missed any, go back and review that section of your notes. Section 6, summary and sign-off. Let's bring it all together. The water cycle is a continuous system driven by solar energy. Water evaporates from oceans and lakes. That's a physical process, liquid to gas. Plants release water vapor through transpiration. That's a biological process. Water vapor rises, cools, and condenses to form clouds made of liquid droplets. Precipitation falls as rain or snow. Water returns to the ground via surface runoff, infiltration, and percolation, and living organisms return water to the atmosphere through respiration. For your OCR exam, remember these 3 golden rules. 1, always state the change of state for evaporation and condensation. 2, always include transpiration and respiration as biological processes. 3, never call clouds water vapor. The specification reference is OCR GCSE Biology Topic 7.4, and the assessment objective split is 40% AO1 knowledge, 40% AO2 application, and 20% AO3 analysis. So practice applying your knowledge to unfamiliar contexts. That's where the higher marks are. Thank you so much for listening to BioRevise. Good luck in your exams. You've got this. See you in the next episode.